Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Dave Leventhal is joining us this morning, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Business Insider. We're looking at the Supreme Court decisions from last week that really are still reverberating around the country. Dave, there's been a lot of backlash, but if the country is so opposed to the decision to overturn Roe, why doesn't Congress move to codify it?
Well, Congress is going to try, but the big thing that Congress will face, and mind you, this is a democratically controlled Congress. The Democrats have the House, they have the Senate, but what they don't have is the votes in the Senate. And that goes back to the Senate filibuster, which requires something that is going to be controversial like this. It's not going to be a purely financial bill to get a requisite 60 votes instead of a simple majority of 50 votes in that 100-member U.S. Senate. So that's the big hurdle there, and the Democrats just simply don't have the numbers. They're not going to find 10 Republicans to go along with anything that would codify Roe, or really anything that's going to be highly controversial, save perhaps for the gun bill that, at least in sort of partial form, was able to pass just this past week.
Maybe on a federal level, but, you know, we always hear abortions on the ballot. That's what we've been told the past couple of days. And, you know, for many reasons, that's kind of right for the first time in a very long time. Now that individual states are able to really, with wide scope, make up their own laws on abortion, if we are to believe those numbers that the vast majority of Americans support restriction that Roe laid out, which was, you know, basically under 20 weeks, you can't prohibit abortion. Wouldn't we see states go along with that? I mean, if that really is public opinion, won't within a few years, a few election cycles, that be the law of the land again, just state by state?
And we basically have our 50 different little systems within the country right now. So yes, you're going to hear that term, Roe is on the ballot, abortion is on the ballot, a lot between now and November. But just because it's on the ballot doesn't mean that necessarily is going to change anything. When you look at the federal level, too, the picture actually looks quite rosy for Republicans right now, who are trying desperately to win the House and win the Senate and think that they have a very legit chance at winning both, or at least one or the other. So there's that. But also, too, the sentiment across the country, it's not uniform, Brian. So you have states such as Texas or Oklahoma or Alabama, Mississippi, a lot of states in the South, a lot of states in the Midwest and even upper Midwest that just simply have a very different opinion than a state such as New York or New England states that are very pro-Roe and are going to keep abortion legal going forward. So as a result of that, each state is going to have a very different take on this. And we've already seen that in several states which have so-called trigger laws, which are state laws that were on the books that in essence were in anticipation of the Roe v. Wade decision falling, which is exactly what happened in the Dodd decision for the Supreme Court just a couple of days ago. And those trigger laws basically said, hey, if the Supreme Court knocks this down, then we will automatically ban abortion or severely limit abortion in our states.
It seems like we're really being set up for a lot more litigation on this. I mean, look at the fallout already at pharmacies over this decision. Pharmacies now placing limits on the emergency contraceptive pill known as Plan B. Where do you see that going?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Susan. Expect that the courts are going to continue to play a huge role in all of this. We've already seen it in a state such as Utah, where one of those trigger laws is basically trying to be blocked in the courts right now. So whether that ultimately comes to pass or not will be decided in the courts. But yes, you better believe that people on both sides are going to be using the courts as a forum to try to figure out lots of items that are unclear as a result of this decision. And this is just not a simply cut and dried decision, particularly when you have all the different states taking very different approaches to the federal level decision that came down from the Supreme Court.
It really is. I mean, it kind of seems like this new era, Dave, of state dominance over federal rule. And not just, you know, looking at what happened last week, where you can look at gun laws across different states. If you want to, you know, you prefer stricter gun laws, there's certainly states that can do that. If you prefer more loose open carry laws, there's definitely states for that. Abortion, same thing. We've all looked at the map over the weekend. But even going back a couple years ago, you don't like being locked down or wearing a mask, there's somewhere else in the country to go. These differences seem to be getting more and more stark.
Definitely. And, you know, not to get too philosophical on you here, but in essence, if it's not named in the Constitution, then the power goes to the states. And that's what the Supreme Court has been wrestling with a lot of different issues before it in determining whether the Constitution speaks to a particular case or a particular issue before it. And if it doesn't, then in essence, the states have the ability to determine for themselves from state to state to state what the law is going to be, which is why we have situations like the ones you just mentioned, where what is the case in New York State may be very, very different than the next state over, or the next state over, or definitely a state across the country. And it doesn't seem like that necessarily, Brian, is going to be anything that's going to be slowing down in the near future.
You know, the abortion ruling is thrusting companies into a divisive area. Many are offering to pay travel costs for employees seeking legal abortions across state lines. What is the fallout here? I mean, as you mentioned just a few minutes ago, sentiment is not uniform.
Yeah, sentiment is not uniform on the corporate level, and the fallout is going to be unclear. In this situation, we're not talking so much about legal actions as it's going to be corporate actions, and consumers are going to get involved. So people are going to buy into this, quite literally or not, as a result of their personal feelings about a company. So if a Disney or a Facebook, which are two companies that have said, yes, you know, we will pay for our employees to travel out of state to go and seek abortions or reproductive services, they have the ability to do that. But consumers also have the ability to say, well, look, I'm not going to use your website, or I'm not going to go to your theme park. And it just, those are two examples, but extrapolate that all across the country and all across companies that are deciding for themselves what their own internal policies are going to be, separate and apart from what the law is going to be.
All right, Dave, thank you once again. Dave Leventhal joining us, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Insider, talking about some of these Supreme Court decisions yesterday.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.